In this section of the attraction pillar, we're going to look at STP in a little bit more detail. That's segmenting, targeting and positioning. And I hope you've understood by now that segmenting concerns your existing client base, or at least that's where it starts. Segmenting your existing client base such that you can more carefully address the appropriate services to each segment or type of client. And then we're taking targeting, where we're looking at the external world outside of your business and looking at those future prospective clients that you would love to attract into your business. And you're going to target those. And segmenting and targeting are part of positioning. So let's have a look now at how you find your niche target market. Remember, that's one of the business strategies that is ideal for marketing. We're going to have a look at targeting your own target market, your own niche or very tight target market. I'm going to read a quote to you concerning targeting a niche market as part of STP to give you a flavour for how powerful niche target marketing is. Let's listen then to what David Frey of Marketing Best Practices Inc. from the USA, obviously, says about targeting a niche market. So let's listen to him now. What David says is this: one of the most underutilized marketing weapons for small businesses is the power of niche marketing. The truth is, when you narrow the focus of your marketing, you expand your profitable client base. And notice he said profitable client base, not just any client base. So that's David Frey's take on focusing, targeting a niche market, not just any old market. You may then ask, how exactly do I find a niche market that's right for you? I'm now going to explain that to you. What I've found is that the biggest barrier to professionals, particularly financial advisors and wealth managers and financial planners, focusing on a niche market is the factor of fear. They're petrified, and you might feel the same way too. They're petrified of not dealing with the lots of people that could deliver revenue to their business, and instead focusing on a very tight group, a select group, a niche group, if you will, of individuals that would satisfy their business requirements. They're petrified of that process. What they think is, if I don't deal with those people and only try and deal with these people, a very limited number, then I'm giving away lots of revenue. And they don't understand what David Frey is saying to you. That is, stop trying to please everybody, focus your attention on one tight market, and your profitability will expand. So let me now show you the four ways of you finding your own niche market that's right and comfortable for you. You see, what I found is that there are four elements to discovering your own niche market. And here are those four elements. They are demography, profession or industry, behaviour, and psychography. So I'll say that again: demography, profession or industry, behaviour, and psychography. Let me explain these. Let's take demography first. Demography, imagine if you will that you are a government actuary, you're a statistician, maybe, and you're having a demographical view of the population of the UK. The kind of factors that you would include in that view would be age, male or female, sex, marital status, income status, maybe their asset status or the value of their property, maybe ethnicity, religious background, sexual orientation, all kinds of ways of demographically looking at a human being in a group or a population. So that's demography. And so you may choose your client, your niche market, from a demographical measurement or view of the population. For example, you may say, I will only deal with 45 to 50 year olds who are living within a 10 mile radius of, let's say, Reading in Berkshire, who earn more than £50,000 individually or £75,000 as a household, who maybe have, I don't know, an Asian background, and perhaps own a small business. That may be a demographical view that would narrow down the population that you're addressing, and they would understand that you're talking to them. So that's demography. We now move to profession or industry, and that's the quadrant on your graphic to the top right-hand side. That's very easy to understand. You could choose some kind of profession, such as solicitors, accountants, maybe dentists, doctors, veterinary surgeons, all sorts of professions that you could choose to work with. And the beauty about focusing on a profession is it's very easy for them to understand that you're talking to them. We'll come on to that in just a moment. So that's professional industry. Let's have a look then at behaviour. What do I mean by behaviour? Well, a simple way of viewing that would be to ask this question. What behaviour has this particular type of individual shown in the way they behave, the way they perform, in the way they've... Okay, let's start again. Let's have a look at then the behaviour segment of these four quadrants that would help you understand how to find your own niche market. What behaviour means is that they show you by their past behaviour how they deal with a particular subject, normally the subject which you're expert at or which you're in business to deal with. So in your case, it may be the subject of money. And so you'd be asking yourself this question, regarding the way they behave with money, what does that tell me about them and the way that they think about life, particularly regarding this subject of, let's say, money? You could ask the question, what does their behaviour regarding cash show me? What does their behaviour regarding investments in the past show me? What does their behaviour regarding what they've done about their retirement planning show me concerning how they work and think? So that's behaviour. Let's have a look now at the last factor, which is psychography. What does this word psychography mean, the last quadrant within this graphic, psychography? Well, psychography is the way of thinking. So it is the population's value system, their opinions, their views. Understanding these things will help you understand how you might or might not be able to attract their desires towards your service or product. So let me give an example outside of your professional industry. Let's take, for example, the perfumery industry. Imagine you are a perfume creator, designer or manufacturer, and you'd be aiming at different target markets. So let's take completely different target markets. And imagine, remember if you will, the cinema advertisements that you've seen, the TV advertisements that you've seen in the last 6 months regarding perfume. Take one view of, say, a young audience who want Calvin Klein, and take another view of a Dior audience. So one aims for a very young, teenage-orientated audience, and one aims for the more mature woman. You could not successfully create advertisements to those two target markets that would speak to both, because you'd lose one market. Notice how Calvin Klein focused their attention on this very sexually aware group, this audience of young teenagers. Notice how there's a different view, a different way of communicating with the woman who's, say, 30 to 35 regarding Dior or some label or brand like that. They think differently, so the manufacturers advertise quite differently, and they know exactly who they're talking to, and their adverts are geared emotionally and psychologically towards those particular audiences. Mix the two, you'll fail. So that's psychography. What have we done today then? What we've done is talked about the part of STP which regards targeting a new market, targeting a new audience. And we've talked about doing that in a niche target fashion. I've shown you that you needn't be fearful of narrowing down your focus too much, because you can't do that. And the more you do narrow down, the more effective, successful and profitable you'll be. We've looked at the four elements that will help you target your own niche target market, and they are demography, professional or industry, behaviour, and then psychography. Use those four, either any one of them, or indeed mix them, and you'll create a very powerful audience for yourself as your niche target market. Finally, I'm going to leave you with two guidelines, two rules that will help you understand whether what you've chosen as a niche target market is going to be profitable and successful for you. Here they are. The first rule is that you need to be able to answer this question. Are you talking to me? So, does your choice of niche market and whatever you're going to say about that niche market allow them to see that you're talking to them? So you've got to be able to answer the question, are you talking to me, or are you talking to a whole range of people and I really don't understand whether you're addressing me or not? Are you talking to me? Important question, in fact critical. The second rule or factor or guideline is this. Are you able to reach me, your niche target market, efficiently and cost effectively? Can you do so with ease without creating enormous cost for yourself? If you can't, then you need to rethink your niche target market. Do you know where that target market meets? Do you know what they read? Do you know how they communicate with each other? Do you know where they commune? If you can find that offline and online and it's easy to get to, then the niche target market you have chosen will become highly profitable for you if you work within it.